This is KERA News. It's been 6 months since Hurricane Harvey struck the Texas Gulf Coast. The Dallas-based Information Technology Disaster Resource Center was among the organizations helping residents in the aftermath, rebuilding internet and phone connections. But not long after, Hurricane Maria struck Puerto Rico. Earlier this month, Joe Hillis's team returned from their eighth and final trip to the island. He talked about the island's state with KERA's Rick Holter for our Friday conversation.
You started this nonprofit about 10 years ago. What was it that triggered it?
Actually, it was a group of us. There was an initiative, in fact, a story that I heard on NPR back in 03 or 04, where after 9/11, there was a tech visionary in New York City who proposed the creation of a national volunteer base of technical people. And he pitched that to the chairman of Intel, who in turn pitched that to Senator Wyden in Oregon.
Ron Wyden, yep. Democrat from Oregon.
So they created this net guard, as it were. And I came from the public safety background. Mm-hmm. And so I got interested in that. I thought it would be a great retirement gig for me. Several of us got together and we co-founded this organization.
Break it down for me. What do you do after a disaster?
Typically, we'll go in and meet with the community. Usually, we'll get a call from somebody, a referral, whether it's from local government, whether it's from federal government, whomever it is, let us know of an unmet communications need in an area. So, for example, you know, with the latest, with Hurricane Harvey, for example, we had a call at just, you know, 6 o'clock in the morning from the state saying, hey, we're opening a shelter in Dallas. We need you to put laptops, telephones inside there for the survivors, evacuees. So it's usually relatively quickly, but we'll essentially sit down and try to assess what the unmet needs are. So whether it's a proactive type thing, you know, people are going to be moving here, or we're standing up a warehouse or whatever that is, or if it's, hey, all the communications are out in this area, can you set up temporary, you know, hotspots and things like that?
With all those hurricanes last fall in Texas, Florida, Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, it must have been a wild ride for you.
Very wild. And we're still on the ride. You know, Hurricane Sandy previously was one of our biggest, you know, responses back in 2012.
Which hit New York.
Right. And this particular one has been, you know, to date has just blown all of our numbers, you know, out.
Let's zoom in on Puerto Rico. What did your team see immediately after the storm when they got in?
It was very much lights out most everywhere that they went. You know, we were fortunate to get one of the few rental cars available on the island, to be able to go out. Immediately went to the state and federal command center, you know, to try to understand where the most need was. From there, they kept giving us lists of communities, remote communities that, you know, we could go to. From there, we had to go through and figure out who had power, you know, because mm-hmm. our equipment does require some sort of power. And typically it was, you know, whoever had the generators, whoever was willing to keep that on, then we would go set there. But for the first, you know, several weeks, the first couple of waves of people that went down there, I mean, they did struggle, you know, with power and things like that.
Why was this your team's last trip there?
You know, we spent more on this particular response than we have on all of our other ones combined this year. It's difficult, I think, for us to neglect some of the other places, for example, the California wildfires, for us to throw our entire budget at Puerto Rico, and we just didn't see the public support coming in that would enable us to stay for longer. In the same breath, you know, we're not there to compete with industry. So as the cell towers come back up, as the phone lines come back up, the internet connections, it's time for us to start pulling back on some of the stuff we're doing, albeit there's still, you know, a lot of need down there.
Do you worry that Americans on the mainland have lost interest in Puerto Rico?
I think because we had these back-to-back-to-back events, I think everybody's just kind of numb to it. People are well-intentioned. I think Hurricane Harvey, I think they kind of opened their hearts and their wallets to that. And I think by the time Maria got here, I think a lot of people had kind of said, well, we've given what we're going to give for the year. You know, so I don't know that the people don't care about Puerto Rico. I mean, I try to keep an eye on the Twitter feed, for example, and I see, I mean, you know, there's constantly a stream about Puerto Rico recovery. So I know we're thinking about them, but I think for a lot of folks, they just kind of tapped out on their giving.
Joe Hillis is Operations Director for the Information Technology Disaster Resource Center. Thanks for taking the time.
Thanks for having me.